Blog Talk Radio.
You probably heard like an echo in that because I was singing and I'm in that kind of mood today. I'm in like a really, I'm in a mood. I'm not going to even lie. I'm in a mood that has nothing to do with anything that people think it is. Trust me, you don't even know what I'm in a mood about. I'm just in a mood. And how can I put this? Ain't taking no shit, will pass none. That's how I feel right now today. So I'm being black on all y'all's asses right now. Woo! I just had to throw that out there. Hey, Ilana.
Hey, girl. Hey.
You're like, please don't throw that shade this way.
Yes, because I'm clueless like everyone else. I don't know what's going on with you. So I'm like, uh-oh, what happened?
Okay,
you're gonna
look,
feel some shade?
I will tell you this. I will always tell you what's going on with me, and what is going on with me right now just happened in the last 15 minutes. I am one of those people that will always let you know way ahead of time what is going on with me.
Yes. But when it's a 15-minute window.
I am pissed the fuck off.
Is it something you can share?
Okay, I am so pissed off. I'll put it this way. You know sometimes you get so pissed off at your man for, you know, like, acting crazy for no particular reason at all except for the fact that he's a little bit drunk and he's really cutting up in the wrong way. Well, see, I'm a black girl, and sometimes he forgets that. So I have broken every single dish in the house, and I have no intention on cleaning up any of it. I didn't even raise him to go downstairs. I broke every single dish on the first floor, and I'm not even going downstairs. I've broken every single dish.
Woo!
See, this is my way of getting back at. This is I'm petty like that. I literally have broken every single dish on the floor. There are shatters of dishes all over the floor. I have actually crunched them under my feet, and they feel good too.
Oh, do they? See, you know, I've done that before when I've been angry and I just let loose on a certain area and I've broken a ton of stuff. I've totally done that.
Especially when you know you're right. Especially when you know you've done nothing and you're completely right.
Yeah, that's not always the case with me.
It's not usually the case with me. It's not usually the case with me. In this particular case, I am right. So I have literally broken every single dish in the house. That's not crazy. That's what kind of crazy woman I am.
Uh-oh.
So whether he wants to or not, he's going to have to buy dishes. What are we going to eat on?
Uh-oh. That'll be some paper plate action for a little while.
I have broken every single dish in the house, and they're all entire. And you know what? That's okay, because the maid will be here on Monday. So I have broken every... see, I'm not going to, look, I used to fuck up before where I would break every single dish and then I would have to clean it up. I'm not cleaning it. That's what makes it better.
Yeah.
And he's paying for the
there. That's awesome, I think.
No, I just gotta say that. And he's paying for the maid.
That's awesome. Well, as long as you feel better, that's all that matters.
I don't feel better yet, but
injured.
I'm working on it.
Uh-oh.
On that note, guys, I'm sorry. Tonight was not about me. Guys, guess what? I know I'm so horrible today. Look, I'm being all woman today. I have to apologize. No, I'm not going to apologize. Fuck that. I am a woman, and I'm showing you how women react when we get pissed the fuck off. Some of us are crazy.
This is absolutely true.
You might not
want
to piss some of us off. Some of us wait. Those are the worst ones.
Uh-oh.
I do both. On that note,
do
guys,
you?
Guess what? I do both. I actually do both. No, I'm not crazy, but always be really, really scared when I'm calm. And you know I shouldn't be. Yeah, it's kind of scary when I get calm. I get real quiet. I'm real quiet. I'm real calm. And I do things like get on social media. Like, for those of you who are on Periscope, hi.
Hey.
I just took my car for 2 hours, cooling off. But anyway, okay, so no, you know what? I'm sorry. This is not about me. Because you know what tonight is about?
What?
You know what it's about, honey bunny.
I know.
Okay,
I want you to do this.
I'm sorry, I can't get rid of this Rachel Dolezal thing, but it started me thinking about some things. About some serious stuff, and stuff that's even happened to me. What is.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. I have been fucked over major. What if the other woman is another woman? Or what if the other thing that's coming in between y'all is the fact that someone needs to be black, or it needs to be white, or it needs to be a crossdresser? I mean, let's go ahead and throw in Caitlyn Jenner on this one. By the way, if I Chris, I would never stop being mad, ever. And I wouldn't question who I was as a woman, but I'd never stop going out of my way to piss you off. Because that's what type of woman I am. Okay, so honestly, tonight, I know, guys, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be all angry and all woman and hear me roar thing tonight. But I know you have never heard me this pissed off, have you?
No, I haven't. It's new. But it's kind of turning me on in a weird, twisted way.
Really? Because I get angry fuck right now. That's how mad I am.
That's what I'm seeing.
I could
that's
do some angry
feeling.
Fucking right now. So I get force an orgasm on somebody right now.
Ooh,
I mean it. I could force an orgasm on you right now.
That could be fun.
Whether you want it or not, you're having it, damn it. Because I said so.
Yes.
Evil. I'm so evil.
That's okay. We love you.
I have
anyway,
to admit, I'm very sorry
matter.
For tonight's show because this is coming from an angry Sierra, and this is how I am when I'm angry.
That's okay. I'm telling it. It's all good. So we're talking about the whole thing of the other person in your
the
life.
The other person. Sometimes we always think it's just another woman, but sometimes it's not even so much of another woman as much as the other lifestyle. And you know, the reason why I brought this up, okay, so there were two reasons for this. I'm just going to say this real quick and tell me what you think. I really want to hear. I have had many guys where I've been the girl on the side who I know their wife is white, pristine, completely exactly opposite of me. And they're like, you know, you're the type of woman I'm turned on to. And I'm like, well, why did you marry her?
Right.
Why didn't you marry a black woman with big tits? Who talks like a white girl? You know, I'm going to say that because you know what? I'll be honest with you. As a female, we can always answer that question, can't we?
Oh, absolutely.
And it's not about
absolutely.
That. I married him because he takes very good care of me. He's wonderful.
Exactly.
I married
him
because I became attracted to him.
Right. I married him because he's loaded, and there will be a trust fund set up when he dies.
Well, I'm not going to lie to that. You know, we're all, okay, guys, no matter
what you think, all girls
are into security. Security is extremely sexy.
Absolutely.
Is extremely sexy. And always know this, and this is not about we're marrying for your money. Because you know what? Money comes and goes. Security is a whole nother thing. There's a difference between means and security. Unfortunately, the hoes on the side, and look, I've been one of them, I'm going to call us hoes on the side anyway. That's also very sexy to us, too.
Yeah, there's no security for
those girls.
It's not money,
it's security.
That's right. Women want to know that they're taken care of at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to have to worry about anything. They don't want to have to worry about, you know, when they grow old gracefully and shit like that. They want to know they're settled because these days there's no such thing as a retirement plan anymore.
Well, I know this. Well, I spent my last, like, 10 years in the adult industry. I know for a fact there's nothing in Social Security for me.
Right.
When I get older,
exactly.
I'm still going to have to work.
Yeah.
So I'm looking,
absolutely.
I'm not looking for a sugar daddy. I'm looking for security. And quite honestly, I think every woman who's over 37 is looking for security, not a sugar daddy. And that's the difference
right.
between a 20-year-old and a 30-year-old.
So true. You know, you're absolutely right because the men that get to me more now are
mm-hmm.
older, established. They offer that kind of security. Whereas
you want security.
You know, the younger guys, the tattoos, they just have, you know, a nice fun dick to play with, but that you know, gets boring.
It does. Okay, I'm not gonna say sex is boring because sex is not get boring, but you have to. I know people always go, oh, famous gold diggers. Maybe they weren't so much gold diggers as much as they were just looking for the same thing you were looking for, which is. And come on, women, all of you women out there, when you get married, you don't marry just for love. You marry for love and security.
Absolutely.
Because if you were going to marry
why.
Only the person you would love, you marry your high school sweetheart every single time.
Exactly. Boy, that's a waste of time.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but yeah. In most cases, I'm not saying that in all cases, but in most cases, it is a complete waste of time. Because, you
exactly.
know, you're falling in love with an idea of love, and
right.
that's the security of what happens afterwards.
Exactly, and they're young, you know, they
mm-hmm.
stand up.
And stupid.
Yes, and then you're having kids at a young age, and before you mm-hmm. know it, you've lived so much of your life before you've even gotten to the age of 40. Like, I
yeah.
totally get that.
Yeah. You know, okay, I'm going to keep getting into this. This is our subject today. So, blah, blah, I hate my saying that like that. This is our subject today, but really, really quickly. I just want to do this real quick. Hi to everyone in our chat room. And I got to say, even though I don't speak Spanish, como esta, which I don't know what that means, but I think this is how are
como
you.
Como esta? Yes.
Oh,
exactly.
See, that's how bad I am. Hi, my fellow. You thought I was ignoring you, didn't you?
I'm so
naughty
cute.
Like that. Okay, and we have quite a few people in our chat room, and I know I didn't advertise like I usually do, but this has been on my mind since the beginning of this week. And actually, we're even getting to a whole other thing, but the reason why it was on my mind but is because I've had people that I've cared about who turned out to be completely different. They were like, look, this is not the person I am. And this is where the whole Rachel thing comes into. And I know that's not what it was about, but imagine being the other person or even one of the people, like the boyfriend who thought she was black. Technically, you're the other person. You're the other person next to the parents at this point.
Yeah.
And this is awful. Oh, Buenos Aires, Argentina, hi. I didn't realize we were that far. Hello, honey bunny. He says happy Sunday. I'm sorry. Oh, it's wonderful. That's him. I just got to say hi, because you know how often we get from Buenos Aires. Okay, it's the first one. But I'm crazy. But, you know, I always acknowledge everybody in the chat room. And by the way, if you don't know, anytime we enjoy our conversation, all you have to do is call 646-595-4038 and just press 1. You can join us for free, or you can go in the chat room and you can do that. You don't even have to use your own name. You can just join us. And trust me, we will let you join in the conversation, because that's how we are.
Yeah, that's right.
We're cool like that. We are so cool. Oh, my God. By the way, Alana, it's been so long since I've heard from you, and I miss your conversation.
Oh, I love you, girl. I miss you, too. Absolutely. I love our Friday nights together. It's so special.
I totally look forward to this, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just kind of pissed off at someone, and I'm trying not to be pissed. And I think this is the first time I've ever been on the air, and I was completely pissed off at someone.
It's totally okay. It totally happened.
Okay. Though I think it's nice to have everyone hear how I sound when I'm really mad. I think it's a good idea. By the way, guys, when I'm pissed off, I get very condescending. So, and sarcastic.
Oh, do you?
I'm condescending and sarcastic.
The man that made you angry, is this like a lover, or are you his side piece and something went bad?
This is the man, and I'm the other woman, and I'm very pissed, because he doesn't even realize how pissed I am, but hey, he's about to find out. I know, it's about to get ugly up in here.
I'm just going to turn this on you right now. Do you find that it can be, is it more difficult when you get angry when you're the side piece, because he's not necessarily there at home with you to deal with it and to talk about it. Instead, he's got to go home to his wife.
Actually, that's not even what I'm pissed off about. I'm pissed off about that. I know. Okay, so this sounds weird. It's not even that. It's the fact that I'm always around. And for a change, I decided to hang out with my friends till 6:30 p.m. He was like, you should have been home by now. That's really late to be out at night. I'm like, really? It's 6:30.
Wow.
So that's what I'm more
pissed off. That's a little controlling right there.
You're being controlling, and I'm not going to put up with that bullshit. Fuck that. Put a ring. If you want to be that controlling, put a ring on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I will call you out on that. You want to be that controlling? Yeah. Put a ring on it.
That reaches a place where, you know, they can't really say anything to you about what you're doing or how you live your life, because they're not home with you,
Honestly, I haven't been out in like a few months, so it's already good. Just get out till like 7 o'clock at night.
Oh, that's so late.
I did have a show. I know. I was out so late at night. Oh, my God. Now I sound like I'm 15. I have a curfew. I do not have a fucking curfew.
Yes.
Actually, I pointed it out to someone. I don't have a curfew. I'll come home when I get goddamn ready.
A daddy complex?
I think some of us just have an alpha male complex or alpha female. I admit I have an alpha female complex, too.
Oh.
Sometimes when we drink and our alpha whatever takes over and we become irrational.
The problem is when
the other person is completely rational, you don't realize how much they will make your life hell.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that can totally...
And I can make your life really hell.
Sometimes they deserve it.
Some of you are going, yeah, I saw you on Periscope. I was on Periscope earlier, and I was sitting in my car just, you know, cooling off, and I was like, you know, having a good time. Listen to my age music. But this is not about me, damn it. I know,
well,
not,
it's
no.
Okay.
I know. It's really cool, but it's about me, isn't it?
Yes. That's right.
Oh,
I like it when
so
it's about
fun.
You.
I know, because it's always like periodically kind of about me, but I don't really say that. But I don't know. It just is what it is. And I'm just saying, look, I'm doing the whole dragging my voice thing because I don't really want to say this. But okay. Okay, you know what? Guys, I love you. But we are going to really talk about what we're supposed to talk about. But in the meantime, you know what? We're going to listen to something real quick. Because I'm just feeling this right now, and it's called Bitch, Don't Kill My Vibe.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's for the music you niggas be putting out, man. To the question you niggas be asking when you bump into me, when you see me at the malls and the stores and shit, the clubs and shit, you bitches be killing my vibe, man. Real shit. You niggas don't watch me, you niggas watch TV. Yo, they be like, what the fuck you doing back at GR? You supposed to be a star. What the fuck up with you and Floyd? Questions are often to avoid. Will this be an open letter? Will you niggas get to hear a story that ends your curiosities? No motherfuckers, not for me. Just keep letting me in your clubs for free. You hoes keep going to war for me. There's millions that's in store for me. That's how my story with E&D. Couple snapbacks that read TMT, but no often seen on TV. Is it camera shy or is it busy? Is his pockets green like NV? Fuck it, I'ma just keep being friendly. Plus I've been a fan since him and D. Slay niggas at the park, I love to hear him speak. When rappers stepped up, they met the Grim Reap. Daddy the nigga that you know, keep it real with him, tell that nigga bro. You be saying some hot shit, but that nigga Jumbo's on another level. Who you think them niggas got their style from? It's like Farrakhan, I'm Malcolm. You can carry on, but the outcome is a message watered down, I'm talcum. I'm raw, you niggas is half done. Style been cooked, no passion. Album filled with unnecessary shit. 2 B patties in a bag of buns. What the fuck am I supposed to do with that? That's for a club filled with niggas and rats. Everybody brain dead, walking dead zombies, distracted from being truly black. Is that how a woman supposed to act? Is that how a man supposed to act? I've been off that shit since I was 25, cause I was blessed to hear KRS rap. Now all you hear is I'm this, I'm that. Listen to my gadget, go click, go cat. Look at my knot, it's thick, I'm stacked. What the ass, baby, it's thick, it claps. I got chips, I'm rich, that. Bitch, you niggas lick my cat. Look at my ass, my hips, they fat. You gotta pay to get some of that. How can you niggas get with that? How can you bitches get with that? When you broke, when you niggas piecing up on the dime. Talk about nigga, let me hit your black. And you wanna be ballers, gotta get them racks. Do anything to get them packs. When your bitch ass get caught up, you tellin' the feds where you get them at. And these big belly bitches taking their barbies, taking pics on Facebook, dirty laundry in the back. And these niggas be sorry, don't wanna get a job. Wanna be like Wayne, so they slang, we don't crack. Grown women and grown men use the latest slang. Don't know how to talk to each other, they ain't got no tact. And I blame it on rap. Bitch, y'all killed my vibe. Bitch, y'all killed my vibe. Bitch, you killed my vibe. Bitch, y'all 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 killed my vibe. Chummy, chummy, chummy.
Hey guys, I'm sorry, but welcome back. Oh, I shouldn't even say I'm sorry, but I just like that song. Welcome back to the download. This is Friday night. It's 11 p.m. and you're here on the. Actually, it's 11:23 and you're here with the download. I just had to play that because I'm like, bitch, don't kill my vibe. So, I'm sorry. I'm all hardcore tonight.
Yes.
This is hardcore
right now.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe, because I might knock you the fuck out right now, because I'm just in that, I'm in that kind of mode right now. I'm there. I'm hanging it. I am there. So, yeah, I just went black on y'all's asses. You're not used to that.
That's why we like you.
I just went black on y'all. On that note, I never do that. Be honest with you tonight. I'm not trying to kill a vibe right now, but, you know, you can call in at any moment. The number is area code 646-595-4038, and we are Dollhouse Radio, and this is a download. Just press 1 and talk to us. And what I'm actually talking about tonight for everyone to know and what I'm going to get into is what if this actually happened to be way back in the day. What if the other person isn't just what you think? What if it's like really weirder than you thought it was gonna be? What is
the
fucking vibe?
Like, what
imagine
you,
what
yeah.
Kris Jenner woke up to.
I think she knew.
I think she knew too.
You know, you don't live with someone and be with someone for that long and not know every little secret that they have.
Yeah,
but obviously,
but okay, so
you know,
okay,
they made it
Yeah, but I may have gone too
and
far with that. Let's go here. Let's go here. I'm gonna take it a little bit. I'm gonna take it down like 100 steps. Not even 1,000. Just 100. How did Kendra feel?
Oh. Kendra
when
Wilkinson,
Hank cheated, because
right?
I'm serious. If
yes.
my man cheats on me with a transvestite, I'm like, wait a minute. I couldn't even give you what that person could give you. This is totally
yeah.
fucked up.
Well,
so
this you know,
is a, that's a whole other situation. I can't have that on the side.
You know,
like,
I
can deal with another woman, but I can't deal with that.
Right.
That's just me personally. Me personally.
I think that it would, because it's a competition that you cannot compete in. You know,
I can't, yes, it's a competition I can't
from,
even, I can't even start to compete in.
No, no. And at that point, you're in a relationship with someone who would rather be doing something else. You know, maybe they're fulfilling their curiosity.
And
that's
what
totally
I really
fine.
Wanted to point out. When you get to
yeah.
that, because I know a lot of you are, have been thinking, you've heard the download, and it's your first time hearing you saying download is about gay stuff. This is the first time we've gone this direction. This is not what
oh,
the
yes.
download is about. But
oh,
what if this happens?
Yes. And you know what? I've got girlfriends that, you know, used to be men. And there
mm-hmm.
are side pieces for very
wait a minute, you know,
many.
You know some people who used to
oh,
be men
girl.
That are now women? I don't know. Like, I have a lot of friends who are cross-dressers.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm also one of those people who woke up one day and realized my boyfriend would rather dress in my clothes than his own.
Oh.
But I've never
there
known anyone who went through the operation.
Because you know, I'm here in Porn Central. And, you know, I'm right next to West Hollywood, so there's a lot of people that have either, you know, are undergoing treatment and undergoing
mm-hmm.
therapy, which I knew plenty of people in that.
But imagine waking
up
one morning and your boyfriend goes, hey, I fucked up. And you're like,
yeah.
okay, I had an affair. It only happened once and it means nothing. Okay, so you
right.
go along with that part, and then he goes, well, she was transsexual, and she fucked me.
Right.
In the ass. And I'm being that blunt, cause you know, and be honest with you, you have to say that when you do this, because either you sucked her dick or she fucked you in the ass.
Or she
Let's be
blew
really
him,
honest.
And he didn't know, because I think that happens, you know, where a lot of guys.
I don't believe that. He was there for hours, and he showered afterwards, so I'm sorry. I was trying to go with that, too, but he showered afterwards, so something happened.
Wait, are you talking about Chris or Hank?
I'm talking about Hank.
Oh, okay.
He showered
okay.
afterwards.
Yeah.
And it was actually, you know, we talked about this. And we know, well, not me specifically, but it's very public knowledge now.
Yes.
So something
yeah,
happened.
You're absolutely right. No, you're totally
now,
right.
Now, me personally, oh, no, that didn't happen to me. I broke up with him before that happened. So,
wow.
No, that's never happened to me. But to imagine, okay, I mean, you always think about the other woman, and we always talk about that. And I'm not trying to overtalk
right.
you here, but this is really a big thing. We always talk about the other woman. What if,
yeah.
what if the other woman is a man? Or the
that's,
other woman is another woman?
That's a good point. And then you're
that's
a
beard. That's a whole other thing.
What if you're the beard? The wife is the beard, the protection, the cover,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yes.
she has in
yes.
her life.
And sometimes they don't know.
Right. I mean, I get that, but I think there would often be tips, but then maybe some women are completely blind to that.
I've known some gay men who actually have had kids, with another, married, have kids, and
yes.
by the way, and this is why the name of our show is funny. And we're getting to this because in Atlanta, when you have a whole regular family, but you go and what we do, well, not what we do, but what men do when they're on, they call it the down low. They go to Piedmont Park and fuck some other guy in the park, and then they go back home to the regular wives and act like they're straight, and they call it the down low. I actually had someone actually come on and go, please stop sending me stuff for the down low. I'm not into gay shit. Guys,
oh my gosh,
guys and guys, if you're listening, this is not, this is the one time we're talking about this. We are not, we don't talk about gay stuff.
No,
this is not a gay radio show.
Right, so, you know, we're not very
well versed. We're talking about when you're sneaking around doing things on the low, and we're not talking about gay stuff.
Right. That's funny, I never knew. I'm so naive.
Did you not know? Okay, usually the download means you're talking about exactly what we're bringing up today for the first time.
Yes.
But that's
crazy.
Not what our show is about.
Right. No, we have a different meaning for it, which makes complete sense to us.
And it does, I have to say. It makes complete sense to us, but I do understand. In the black community, the download means that you're pretending to be straight, but you're gay.
Wow, this has got to be a new thing, because normally this download...
I keep a new thing,
you're trying to be shady about, you know, stuff you're keeping quiet. It's on the DL. I didn't know
I think it's funny?
Stuck in the
I thought you were shading it.
Yeah, you actually, it was tea. It was
tea. I'm sorry. I thought you what spilling tea was.
I'm not that bad.
Today we are actually spilling some tea, honey, and I have some friends. I'm going to spill their tea. I'm just letting you know.
Ooh.
You know who you are. I'm about to spill your tea.
That's crazy. I've never had that happen before. That I
knew.
Oh,
I'm spilling some tea today.
I don't know if I would be upset. I think I would have empathy for my partner if he rather wanted to be with a man and was afraid to tell me or tell anyone else in his life and was just being
but
with
after
me
he
because
married
it was
you?
Easy.
After
oh,
he
yeah.
married you?
You know, at that point, I think you have a companion, you know, in that person and a bond that if the love is there and you are good, strong friends, you can be open and accepting to it, I think. You know, I mean,
can
that's
I do this,
me.
Alana? I love you. That is so white of you.
Oh,
I'm sorry. This is the one moment, and you all know how white I am. But that is so white of you because I'm not going there. I am so
I
not
girl.
Going there.
You
are the bane of my existence if this happens. That is so, and you know what? That is so white of you. And I love it about you. Yeah,
if
I can't do that.
That's what makes me white. It is okay. Because with everything else that is happening in the world and me trying to step away from crazy
kind of
white
passion.
People,
I might kill
one.
You and your family. I'm not going to lie, and I'm going to tell you all this right now, and I'm on Facebook and everything else. I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm the sweetest black girl you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
Don't fuck me over like that, because I will kill you and your family. I look, as black folks are say, I will cut you.
Yes, I say that too.
And I mean it, but I mean it, and I've actually done it. I will cut you.
I've only pulled a knife out on somebody. I've never had to use it.
I didn't just pull the knife. I actually cut them. I stabbed them. That's how far I will go. I'm not just, look, I don't have, look, I'm full conviction here. When I say I'm going to do something, I will cut you.
Damn, we know because you broke the plate. You're no longer
I told
dishes.
You I'm mean. I am so
the question is,
mean.
Would you pick up a piece of broken plate and cut them with that? How do you like that?
No,
because like
no, because that's okay. Because that's
that
manslaughter. No, I'm sorry. That's homicide one, not manslaughter. Trust me, I know my. I've been watching Law and Order. I don't want to think about it. It should be random.
Sorry.
The worst part is I've thought about the whole thing, right? The worst thing is I've thought about the whole thing. I've thought about how I can kill you and how I can get away with it and everything.
Ouch.
Oh, my God. I'm probably a scary girl to date. Now, this is why I'm not married again.
You know, conversations as a woman.
Yeah.
Yes. As a woman, when you start to let a man know the violence that he will incur if he upsets you, I think then, you know, we're kind of taking ourselves off the marriage list.
I think I've told too many people that I will hurt you if you fuck me over. I will actually cut you. You will actually call home and be like, please, somebody call me an ambulance. I am dying on the floor. She killed me. And I'll be there waiting for the police with my hands up. No, L.A. style.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
And you know what I mean by that. You know, L.A. style. I'll have my hands up and everything. Be like, I did it.
Wow.
Yeah, I killed him. You know why?
I'm afraid of you.
I sliced off his dick. You know why? I'll tell him the whole story. Oh, my God. Okay, evidently you all love these morbid stories. I'm going to say this. Because all of a sudden there's a whole lot of people in our
yes, they love
there's so many people on the line right now. I'm sorry, guys. You're making me laugh.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
My plan wasn't to go there tonight. I'm just saying. I'm over being mad right now. But
therapy, you know, it's okay. I mean, guys are afraid of me the minute I start talking about the fact that I read books about Charles Manson and I know everything about the family.
So you've been watching Aquarius, huh?
You know what? No, I have a fascination with them probably because of how close I live.
It sucks ass. It sucks.
Yeah, I don't watch that show. I don't. I read books. That's what makes me more scary.
I love to read. You know what? The ones that read books are way more creative, and I love to read. I read all the time. I like that we won't watch TV. But
I'm
not scaring you guys. Hold on. I had a cough. I know I'm completely scaring you guys, but I'm not scaring you enough because I'm seeing the whole phone line like totally flash right now.
That's hot.
And give me like 6 minutes and I will get to every single one of you. That's a promise. So, but this is, I promise, I will get to every single one of you. That's an absolute promise. And DJ is laughing at us, by the way. He's in chat room. He's totally laughing at us. And then James, he's in the chat room also. He's like, welcome to the divorce club. He doesn't realize I've been a member of the divorce club like at least 3 times over. So, and I've also run away, literally. I've disappeared before. So I've done the whole runaway bride thing in my dress, literally. I was like, no,
really?
I can't do it. No, I'm that bad.
Wow.
I've done that. I've actually canceled on the day of the wedding.
How many times?
Well, I've only canceled on the day of the wedding once, but I've canceled a few times. So I was like,
yikes.
No, it's not for me. So, but I got to tell you, what we're really talking about, though, is really like, what happens when you find out it's just not another woman or another man, but when you find out this person is changing into a completely another person? I mean, because imagine all this time you thought that they were something or they were doing something, and they're either changing into a completely another person, or the other option is, you are a woman dating a man, and suddenly he goes, oh, you know what? I kind of really like guys.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you do? How do you... I caught
my
ex-boyfriend literally in bed with another man.
Really?
Just to give my experience, I've actually had that happen to me.
Wow.
There were so many signs I didn't pay attention to because I was only 21. But, yeah, it's happened to me. And I was like, literally, as I'm like speechless now, I was speechless then.
Right. That's, I can't imagine that.
Okay, you can deal with the fact that he's sleeping with another woman, but what if it's a whole other thing that you can't provide whatsoever?
Wow.
Can you still deal with that person? Do you look at them in the same way? What do you do? I've even lost you for lots of words, haven't I? This is really
because
it's very
answers.
Like drop the jaw thing. It's drop the jaw, isn't it?
Absolutely. No, it is, and it's, you know, confusing. Like, what do you do? How do you behave?
Yeah, especially if you had no clue. You had no clue whatsoever.
Yeah. Yep, I don't know. And then, you know, because of that means your relationship's over. It means so many different things. So
it means so many things. You start to question who you are. It means so many, many, many things. And I know Chris is probably going through a lot. Personally, I would hate Bruce Jenner for the rest of my life if I was Chris.
I would probably be pretty sad. I would be heartbroken. I mean, we already know. I'm already chimed my little hippie
but
girl heart
But then the
out.
Other woman was him.
You know
that
what? But what about
woman.
This? What if, you know, you lose your man to another man, and that other man is a bitch, like full-on diva status.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Crazy
oh, my God, that
with
was
you.
Totally, like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Because for me, that I think that would be my concern. That would be, what am I going to deal with? Someone crazy? Someone psycho? You know, at least with us.
Right. Right. We always think it's a conventional thing, but everything is not conventional, especially in this particular thing. You know, I hate to say this. God, I can't learn to use another phrase there. You know what? I want to get, we've got so many people in our chat room and on our phone lines. And guys, I see you. I see you, Dietrich. I see everyone. And you know what? Okay, so we have brought this up, and I really want to hear what you all think about this, because I think this is a little something that we could actually do a two-parter on. I think so. What do you think?
I think so, absolutely. Different opinions.
I think we could. So let's just start with this. Okay, let's start. And guys, I know I'm not necessarily doing this in order, but some of you have waited a long time. So we're going to start. I'm just starting with new numbers I've never seen before. So we're starting with 757-256. Hey, how are you? Are you chiming in on a conversation? How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing great. What's your name?
Young and Company. I'm talking.
Hello. Welcome. What's your name? Who are we speaking to?
Dietrich.
Oh, my God. Okay, see, this is what I'm talking about. A number I haven't seen in forever. Tell me what you think. Because I thought about this earlier this week, so it's kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it all depends. I mean, people nowadays, I mean, you got to be very cautious of who you even deal with a date, because you never, like I said, you never know. It goes back to the same thing as far as people who have drama or undercover lives or living that two-part, you know, miniseries of life. You know, they got drama here, drama there. I mean, I remember years ago, you got to worry about this person having another, from a man point of view, you had to worry about this woman having another man on the side somewhere. Now you got to worry about if they got another girlfriend, if they got three men,
the girl that you were sleeping with,
yeah,
used to be a man
the woman,
a year, like 6 months ago, she was a man.
Yeah, or if the woman used to be a man, you know, if she was being a man, or she's trying to be a man, or she had manly ways. I mean, you got to worry about so much stuff. So it's like, I'm like, wow.
There's so many things to think about now.
Yeah, I mean, do I have to do a genetic test on you to make sure you know you don't have no hormones? You trying to post op pre op? Are you, you know, do you have a thing? Do you don't? I mean, so. And you know
I would say this, and I think Alana will agree with me. This is why you should get what porn star. Because guess what? We're tested on a 3-week basis. We know what
and
we
you
think.
See our little bit.
We know exactly
what
we're saying every single month.
But some of y'all hard to get to because y'all have so many people trying to get
with
y'all.
That girl you met in the club, she probably hasn't had an HIV test, and we don't know when.
Right.
Exactly.
That's true.
So,
but
yeah, because now
it could be the same way.
You're right, because now it's, I mean, you gotta worry about so much stuff, women. You gotta worry about so. It's like, wow.
There are so many
things
going
on.
Like, oh, your porn time. Like, you don't realize. I'm allowed to say I don't go around like having sex with random people. So,
right.
I mean, you know, on me,
I gotta get tested next month. So.
Yeah, I mean, me, your background doesn't have anything to do with them. It's the person you are to me at that time. I'm still going
to ask
questions.
But imagine if you were married to a woman and she suddenly told you, hey, look, I know my name is like Cherie, but I really want to be Chaz.
Yes.
That's my mood.
On that, on that level,
I'm
going to
go through the whole operation. I'm going to turn to a
man. On that situation, I mean, if it was me, if the conversation we have, I mean, if that's what you want to do, I'll support you because if I...
Would you love her and hold her at night? She's transitioning to a man?
No. I don't go that way, but at the same time, I'm not going to be prejudiced against them because they choose to feel
right
the way they want to feel. Because, I mean, it had to be something being before me. So how I look
right
by saying, oh, you be a man? Oh, I'm gone. Get it. Don't tell me no more. No. I would just tell you that, look, I'm not like that no more. Or I'm not like that at all, if maybe.
Hey, I'm like, oh,
no,
yeah, you're like, no more. No, seriously, be honest with you.
I have to humor them. I have to at least humor them to let them know that I'm on their level at least so they feel more comfortable.
Well,
and
you're doing way better than me. Look, you didn't come to me this way. This is what I like.
Yeah.
I got to let
but
this
you
go.
Know
something,
but at the same time, you don't know how crazy
they
might be.
You don't experiment. You're just like all about, I'm either this or this or that or the other. Because us women, we experiment. And I'd be like, personally, this is me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying this, D-Trick. I'd be like, you know, been there, done that, tried it. It's not my thing. So, that's
but at the same time,
you
got to be careful with that personality.
But I'm not going there.
But you got to be careful with that personality because you might come in the wrong way and they might become psychotic and do something to you. Too. Might, yeah, be careful.
Well, damn, I was just
doing
all that.
Yeah, you might get mad. Like, oh, what? They try to come after you, like.
But
like,
they were
just
like,
honest.
Anyway, because these bitches still hold up in somebody's chimney right now, okay? California.
I was out there last week.
How many chimneys have girls stuck in them right now? So.
Wow.
Trouble.
I know, I went there, right? I totally went there. I'm sorry.
I love
no,
it.
No, I'm not.
That was wrong. I just was out
wrong,
in Berkeley, California last week.
It was
week.
Sad, but true.
I just was in Berkeley, California last week, and that's why I'm laughing so hard.
So now I was hoping, I saw the same thing. Did you thank you so much for calling in. You know, I'm gonna try to get to a few other people. I'm not gonna get to everybody, but I'm trying to get to all of y'all. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye bye.
I love that he knows what I was talking about. There was a girl stuck in a chimney again.
Really?
Yeah, really. Another one. That's what makes me laugh.
Wow.
Another one?
You are some kind of crazy to climb into a fucking chimney.
You are. You're some kind of crazy. But what if you're just transitioning?
Just
okay,
God.
So we have someone else to ask. I think this might be a Georgia number. It's 678-401. I think it might be a Georgia number. Are you there?
Yes, ladies. I'm here.
Hi.
Hi. Who
good
are
evening.
We speaking
good
with?
Evening. This is Chris calling down from Atlanta.
Oh my God! I was right. 678 is a Georgia number. Okay. I just feel proud that I knew that. So, okay,
nice.
Tell me what you think, Chris. What do you think about this whole subject?
Okay, I can see the sympathetic side of it in terms of you being in a relationship with someone and then at some point, like, they kind of break it down to you and say, okay, I know we have this relationship, but I'm actually interested in this. At the same time, I think maybe I kind of ride with you on that one, Sierra. If I find out something that's like too crazy, I don't think I can really support that. I'm not going to get crazy about
it.
I'm not going to try to act out or do anything like that. But you know, I've had a couple of friends get caught up in some bad scenarios like
crazy.
That.
I'm with you. If I thought you had something way too crazy, I'd be like, look, I'm not down with this, and I don't play this team. It's okay for you, but can you not bring this to my house?
Absolutely. I mean, just like I can't do it. The whole idea, again, from you guys' perspective as women, the whole idea of having your man sit you down and say, okay, I stepped out on you, and then you find out it's with another dude, or it's with a transvestite, or, you know, it's any of those types of things. Like, it takes it to a different level.
If my man sat down with me and told me that, I might stab him. I'm not going to lie. I'm probably, and it'll be a reflex, because I'm black. I'm just going to go there. I'm going to be completely black in your ass. I might stab you in the heart.
Oh.
That's very black.
I'll be blacking out at that moment.
That is very black.
I would just understand that I don't have a dick and I can't deliver that. I would be more angry if it was a woman. I would really be more angry.
I'd be angry, but I'm sorry. That would be the one time, and you are always, okay, I'm just saying you all, but I don't mean you all, but Alana, most of my friends are white. And y'all think I'm so sweet, but if you sat down and told me, if my man told me some shit like this, like, I'm not Chris, I will stab you. I will stab you in the freaking heart. And I'd be like, the judge would be like, well, what happened? I'm like, I don't know, I blacked out.
See, now, I'm going to take it a step below that and try to stay out of the courtroom. but I'm going to have the same degree of anger, though. I'm going to have the same degree. I'm just going to internalize it.
Okay, maybe 3 months later, I will talk to you.
Yeah, I would just take all the money, all the jewelry, everything I bought, load it up to my car, and go drive off to one of my dude's houses.
Honey, I'm with you on that, but I would be so blinded by anger, it would take me 2 months to do that. And then New Year, I'm taking everything.
See, that's why I would take a lot of weed, Sierra. It would be a joint straight to the head to calm down, and then I would leave.
I'm going to stab you.
I'm not even gonna lie, I'm gonna stab you.
I hope the current and the perspectives are listening to this right now. I need them to be safe and not cross that line, because apparently you're not having it.
Okay, how's this? The ex knows I will stab you because I did it.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I will stab you.
Wow. You just moved up so many notches in my book, Sierra. I'm going to pay you for security, girl.
No, look, I'm not putting this in the book, but I'm that type of black girl. I blacked out and I stabbed him. I caught him in bed with a guy, so I just stabbed him.
That'll send somebody over the top, though. That'll send someone over the top.
It sent me over the top. And you know who you are. You're out there. And you live in Georgia. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Moons, but you know who
you
are.
Is it wrong that if I walked into a room with a man that I was with and he had all these hot, tough little gay boys, I might stop for a minute?
I will stab you. And I won't think twice about it. I will stab you in the brain. I might stab you in the leg, but I will stab you. And
I feel like I would
don't
watch,
make me cut
at
you.
Least for a moment and then leave.
Darling, thank you so much for calling in. I'm so sorry, but I'm sorry.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so
it's been
much.
A pleasure.
You totally get it. I love that you called in. You totally get it.
Ooh,
oh, my God.
Like
no, I will catch you.
Sense.
I will totally catch you. That's the type of girl I am.
For anyone else that's listening in the future to date Sierra, she's not really going to stab you. This is not a preemptive.
No, really. No. Don't listen to her. I will cut you. I will cut you.
Oh,
I am
steady
king. I will cut
trial.
You.
Damn it.
My my boyfriend now had to learn that the hard way, too. He didn't realize it, but I went black on his ass. I was like, I will cut you. I put a knife to his throat. I was like, I will cut you. Okay, yeah, I'm the crazy ex-girlfriend, hon. This
wow.
This is so good. Okay, one more time. Okay, just one more time. We're just going to do this. Hey, 708. Are you there with us, 708-560?
Yeah. Hello?
Stop laughing at us.
A little bit of crazy.
Oh. This is a great time. I wish that show was like 2 hours. I really do.
Oh, my God.
I will cut you. Damn it. I will cut you. I know. I come off really – I have this really nice Emory University voice because I did go to Emory. But never forget where I come from. I will cut you.
What's your name, honey? How are you tonight? What's your name?
And when I'm on top, I will tell you what's my name. What's my fucking name?
I'm taking a moment to breathe here right now. Because it's
I'm
way
like,
too
bitch, please.
Ooh, she is on fire
Look,
tonight.
I was all about how to get away with murder because that's me. That is so me. I'm not lying. That is so me.
Okay, you're gonna need to take a moment, relax, watch
okay.
a marathon
Hi,
through How
Adrian.
To Get Away with Murder, and snap. This is
right?
Adrian from Chicago.
Hey. How are you
Hi,
doing?
Adrian.
I think you need some lawyer on
the show.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
The funny thing is, Adrian knows I'll cut a bitch. He seen me get mad once. I will cut a bitch. So, on that note.
Oh, man. I thought you had a
Woosah.
Tranquil fury
on
about
that
you. That. I assume that you had a tranquil fury when you're upset. Like, you won't say nothing, but somebody will get cut.
Mm-hmm. You've seen me mad. He's seen me at a convention mad. So, and I was holding
that.
That
can
heart.
Happen. That can totally
oh,
happen.
Man.
I was like,
what's up? Just breathe. Remember to breathe.
Breathe.
Remember to breathe.
Where's the Seinfeld one? Where's the mantra? You just have to do the mantra.
I think that was Martin Lawrence. He was going whoosha.
Yes.
He was doing whoosah, but on Seinfeld, if anyone knows, he had a mantra, and I like that mantra. No, I'm sorry. It was a different world. This is my mantra.
Oh,
relax,
girl.
Release. And I will do that on people.
Like...
I'll be like, relax, relate, release.
That sounds like Legally Blonde, Sierra.
Well, it kept you blonde, but I'm just saying. Sorry, I'm being funny.
That's all right.
It keeps other people blonde, because some of them would be dead right now. But
oh, man. Hello?
But, you know, and Adrian does know me because we've met so many times, and, you know, I'm actually a very nice person.
Yes.
You know what's worse when I have to tell people I'm actually a very nice person?
Oh, it's just not true. All right.
I will be a character witness at your trial. Like, she's such a sweet and quiet girl. This was so unexpected.
She was so, yeah, please do that. She was so nice. I'm sorry, we have a few people in chat room, and Marcellus is going, God, you are fucking funny. I'm sorry. I told you I was in a movie tonight.
I love it.
So, Adrian, I'm sorry.
Yes. Oh, man. I know the subject is like people on download and you find out. I'm just saying, like, wow.
Yeah, what happens when you find out it's not another person? It's really just like a whole other thing that you can't even. And I don't care that we're going over tonight because I already felt that we were going to go over tonight. But what if you can't even do the other thing that this person is seeking outside? I mean, how pissed off are you?
Okay, I'm going to put this on the table right now. Like,
mm-hmm.
normally.
I play devil's advocate. I try to find a logical reason why some people do something. I will try the damnedest trying to think of what was in your head, but nah, fuck it. I can't deal with that shit. I'm done. If I find that out, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out. I can't. I will say, like, this is something that I was trying to find out what mm-hmm. what made you do this, but you do that, I'm gone. You can't
I'm
be
gone.
Straight up with me. I'm mm-hmm. through. Just I will consider you. I will not look at you straight in the eye when I see you across the street. I do not know you because now you are a complete stranger to me. You are not the person
Ooh.
I know. We're done.
No, I have to be honest. I feel the exact same way you do. That's how I feel.
It's not
I don't
that. I know there's like some people that are in the like going through that phase or I'm trying to find that gender identity or just
but why is it my problem? That's how I feel. I'm like, I get it,
yeah,
but why is it my
that's
problem?
Their life.
That's fair.
And if they're happy, more power to you, but I'm not mm-hmm. going to be involved in it. I can't
and
be involved
fair
in
too.
It. That's not, and to have kids.
That's worse. I think having kids involved in this, I think that's the worst thing you could ever do is to involve kids in something so drastic and so life-changing and so confusing. I'm not saying that you don't have the right to do this. I'm not saying that. I think you do have the right, but you have to think about, stop thinking about, you're being selfish. Stop thinking about yourself. Think about the other people that are involved in this particular case.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. You're being really, it's not just having an affair.
Yeah. And it's really, sorry.
It's okay. With Caitlyn Jenner as an example, he waited until his 60s. His kids are all grown.
Yeah, why did he wait so long?
Because he waited until they were adults and so they could handle it. I mean, you know, apparently.
Well, the youngest one is only 17. She's not an adult. If he really wanted to wait, he should have waited 3 more years.
And the youngest one is rumored to be partying with cocaine and Xanax. So,
I'm not going for that. If he really wanted to wait until everybody was adult, he should have waited like 3 more years.
And that's totally fair. I totally agree with that. But, you know, at least, I mean, the question is, Chris caught him in dresses, but I wonder if she ever caught him. Well, no, she wouldn't catch him with a man because he still likes women. That, I've met transgender men that have become women that are
mm-hmm.
still into women. They call themselves transbian. Like a
mm-hmm.
trans lesbian, and I was completely confused by that entire subject, like the whole thought of that.
I've never heard that before, but okay.
Right. I would have different people come into the previous radio show that I had, and so all kinds of guests, whether they were just straight up, you know, transvestite, or they, you know, had made the full switch. And
mm-hmm.
I, even meeting people like this, didn't understand until, you know, Bruce Jenner became Caitlyn and shared the questions that we all have, you know, and the answers that
and
we
were
all curious about.
We have real questions. These are not frivolous questions about what he's about to do.
It is really funny is that, like, some people don't want to be labeled, but I'm hearing more, in my life, I'm hearing more and more people want to be considered transsexuals or something totally different than... And
they come up with their own labels, right?
Like
well,
I don't know if
it's
hard to determine, like, if a person is trying really hard to be that special little snowflake or unique or
do
they really having that. I know it sounds ignorant, but damn.
No, it's not. No, I would say this, and this is my own experience. Unfortunately, I have been one of those women I've talked to a lot of guys who, I don't know if they transgendered. I'm not going to say that because I've never known anyone transgender on me. But I've had a few very manly men that I dated for a long time. And I'm not calling y'all's names out, so if you're listening, I'm not calling you out. But we know that you like cross-dressing and have known some very serious men who like to cross-dress.
but they don't plan on transgendering. There is a very big difference, and don't get me wrong, that even upset me. I'm like, really? No, you can't wear my bra. But, you know, I mean, there's so many there's things that, honestly, when you really think about this, and this is me personally, when we talk about sex lives, everything is a taboo, right? There are so many things, personally, in everyone's sex life that they would rather not talk about, that they love doing. There's something to everyone.
We all have our kinky little twisted things.
We all have our twisted, weird things. But when you start going from clothes to actually changing who you are as a person, and there's a moment before, and there is a moment between that, and she knew that. I'm sorry, but she wasn't completely naive that he was going this direction.
Oh, of course. No, I don't.
But I'm still going. As her, I would be completely pissed. I'd be like,
well,
God damn it. And you're sexier than I am.
Yes.
I'm just going, yeah.
That's what's really wrong.
That is so wrong.
Well,
sexiness
is the eye of the beholder. I don't know. It's all a matter of opinion.
Seriously, you didn't see the cover?
I see the cover.
He is hot. I don't know what to call him. He's hot. And actually, that should be the next cover. He's hot. She's hot. But we don't know what to call him.
Uh-oh.
And he's the reason why I ate. He was the reason why I ate Wheaties. I'm a 70s kid.
Aww.
No, literally,
yes.
I'm a 70s kid. He's the reason why I ate. And Wheaties suck, by the way.
Absolutely.
They taste like crap.
Of course they do.
Somebody posted, I know this is ignorant, but somebody posted up a clip of Married with Children back
uh-huh.
then. And Marcy, somebody went up to Marcy, the one that's the neighbor, saying like,
yes.
One dude went up to her and said like, aren't you Bruce Jenner?
Marcy.
And somebody quoted straight out saying like, they called it before this even went out. And that was 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Well,
okay, so I have to look that up.
Apparently,
I didn't know that.
Rumored that, you know, Hollywood has all of its secrets. Like they say, everybody
mm-hmm.
knew about Bill Cosby. It just took
everyone knew about
say it.
I'm not going to lie. I even knew about Bill Cosby. I knew that a long time ago.
A lot of people have their own opinions about Bruce Jenner. And Hollywood.
I'm not going to lie. I know a lot of things I haven't said.
Right. Absolutely.
About celebrities.
This is how it goes.
But I'm now on the Hot Sugar show, so.
Oh, right, exactly. Well, you are awesome.
Oh my God!
I'm sorry. I'm terrible, aren't I?
Sarah, don't hurt him. Don't, let's not have this on another episode of Snap or CSI.
You and I have conversations about people that I know personally. I'm like, you know this, right? And you're like, no. Okay. By the way, I know Adrian personally, so yeah. We've had conversations. We've had conversations where I'm like, I know this person. And I'm like, no, they're this. They're not this. And they're like, really? I'm like, but I'm not going to bring them out, so. And then when they do come out, I'm like, I told you that, like, years ago. It's not news to me. So. Okay, I'm sorry. I just called you out. Sorry. Adrian, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you very much for having me.
I know. He's like, damn, I got to get back to work now. You all just call me out, embarrass the hell out of me, but thank you for calling in.
No problem.
I know I'm bad.
I love it.
But that's
you're awesome. Okay, so you know what? We're going to take another caller because I'm just in that kind of mood. Is that okay?
Hi. Sure.
Okay, I'm just in that mood tonight. I told you I'm in a rare mood tonight. Okay. So we have a caller. We have two more callers. We're going to take the first one and the next one. The first one is going to be 904-609. Hello, honey bunny.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm good.
Hey.
What's going on? Yeah, this is Brian from Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, hon. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, do I have to stay on top?
Oh, my God. There's a lot going on down there.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
So, what advice do you have for, like, males that are trying to get into, like, the more extreme types of porn? Like, you get what I'm saying? Or, like, do y'all have any experience in that, like, gangbangs and stuff like that? But, like, one male and with women, like, what advice do you have, like, for men trying to get into that?
Okay, I'll be real quick about this. Do you want to give this advice or should I? I think you should. Because you know I'm always
like
blunt to the point.
Pass it over to me. These days, if that's the kind of porn that you're trying to get into, really watch for ads, watch for Craigslist, watch for companies like, you know, Powers, Jim Powers, and all the gangbang companies, because they'll post out ads looking for guys to show
literally
up.
Literally, they will. Craigslist, everything, adultstaffing.com.
Yeah.
They literally post. All you got to do is have dudes have a current test.
Okay.
And then once you get to that set,
you will have to audition. I'm not going to lie. You're going to have to audition.
Don't be creepy. Be smooth, you know.
Yeah.
Don't be too eager.
Don't be weird.
Just do a good job. Exactly. And
don't be weird.
See, I'm not even really trying to make videos. I just want to do it. Like, I want to just, you know.
Well, if you're not trying to make videos, I say just get drunk, go to a club. Get drunk, go to the club, have your own hotel room, invite girls back, and you get that one night of things that you will never forget.
Isn't that
the truth? It's pretty much the same.
Thanks.
The younger, the better.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
I know, he's like, really?
Right.
But
good luck.
Really serious. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. Okay, he's like, yeah, I'm serious, dude. The younger, the better, because I've had the best sex with random people.
Yeah.
I know there's somebody out there going, I had sex with that girl. I didn't realize
that
was her name. There's somebody out there in Miami doing the same thing.
You are so funny.
Oh, come on. Like, someone is just saying that about you.
Oh, girl, I'm the queen. Not just someone.
Someone isn't saying that about you. You know what? Oh, my God. This is awesome.
Uh-oh.
You hate it when I do that, right? We have someone we know very well. His name is Joseph.
Yay!
What are you doing?
Hello there, Steve. I'm doing good, sweetie pie.
Do you like what we're talking? Okay, we're just having a good time talking about some stuff tonight. What do you think about it?
About the topic you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
See, I love you. Always stay on cue. You're so awesome.
I'm trying to think.
Don't hurt yourself, Joseph.
Thanks, Alana.
Don't tie yourself in the basement.
What was the topic?
I mean, seriously,
again?
What would happen if you went out with a girl and then she told you after you had been out with her for like a few times you've been dating her that she really just wanted to be a dude?
And
how would you feel about that?
She
really only liked girls. She didn't even like you. She wanted to be a dude and she wanted to date girls.
I can say is go for it.
That's pretty fucked up. I've never heard that before, but I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, that's what she wants.
I threw you for a loop, didn't I?
If that's what she wants to do, go for it. I'm not going to judge.
Wouldn't you be pissed? I would be pissed.
I know I would be.
I would feel betrayed and I would be very pissed.
No. I wouldn't be pissed, yes. Heartbroken.
No?
Just heartbroken and...
Darling, you have a really good heart. I do have to say that. You have a good heart.
But it's all good. I mean, like I told Alana this afternoon.
You did. It was so great talking to you earlier.
Yes. Like I told her and I'm telling you and all and the other lovely ladies on Dollhouse Radio, you're all number one in my heart.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
I love you all.
You called in.
You're so sweet.
We always love
thank
hearing
you
your
for
voice.
Calling tonight. You're a doll.
Here.
Well,
y'all have a good night and
you
catch y'all next week.
Awesome. Bye, Joseph.
Thank you. Bye.
So
okay, so we'll talk to you next week then. Thank you so much for coming. We love hearing your voice. You are so awesome.
Thank you.
We love hearing your voice. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe how many people I had calling. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
We have, like, five more people online. But,
oh,
guys, I'm sorry. Or we're going to be up all night.
That's right. We
I'm always really curious to take like two or three, but I'm not going to do it. Guys, I love you, but we're going to be up all night. And maybe
right.
in a petition, it should be, I think we should have a 2-hour show. That's what I'm just saying. I'm just
it
putting it out there. Yeah. Tonight was really interesting, but I really want you to think about that. There's so many things that go into, and we always talk about just being the mistress of the other woman or being the fabulous other woman. What if you're the fabulous other man?
That's
maybe someone is transitioning or things that may a whole entire life change. Just a whole
Absolutely.
Other thing.
Oh, girl, I love you. I had so much fun with you tonight.
I did, too. This is really fun.
I love
and
you.
You know what? Okay, but how much do you love me? Are you going to tell me where I can find you?
Of course. You follow me on Twitter, at AlanaEvansXXX, and visit my awesome gamer site, PwnedByGirls.com. Where can we find you, Hosta?
Okay, so... Nowhere. Okay, no, seriously. You can find me on Twitter, guys. You can find me on Twitter. I know. I'm like, nowhere. You can find me on Twitter, Sierra Devi, S-I-E-R-R-A, I'm sorry, D-E-V-I. And the same handle goes for Twitter, it goes for Facebook, it goes for Pinterest. Is it called Pinterest? Pinterest? And
Pinterest,
any other social
yeah.
media thing. Because you know what? I'm the only Sierra Devi in the entire world because I'm just fabulous like that. So, guys, thank you so much for joining us here tonight on the download here at 11 p.m. And we will be back next Friday because we're here every Friday just to entertain you. And we love you guys so much. And in the meantime, you can keep up with us. Oh, God, I sound terrible. You can keep up with us on thedownloadlive.com. You can even ask
yes.
us for relationship advice. We will always answer. Always will. In the meantime,
always.
Guys, I love you guys. So join us back because you all are freaking amazing.
Yeah. B. Feel like we on an island right now.
Oh, we are there.
Feel that breeze. See that scenery.
Top back, we told ya. Bottle popping, told ya. You and me, one life to live, but no soap. Opera for lunch, we crack tales of lobsters. Best friends with no room for imposter. Nope. Only girl on my roster. She ain't gotta advertise, I'ma be her sponsor. Got my name tattooed at the trap stamp. My American pie since back in band camp. Players here and they asking where her man at. Just small chat, I understand that. But her loyalty to me were more than royalty to me. So I'm with her for more than her goodness. Combo was great, relate to my lifestyle. Though I come from Virginia and shorty from 8 Mile.
8 Mile
Road, our bond remains whole. Sidelines and games on front row with shows. Love to show support, so I treat it court. If she ever leaves, hold up, that's a sick thought. Yeah. What a couple, that's what the blogs say. Okay. Always something relaxing after a long day. Yeah. Shoe fetish, black card, I buy them all. Don't sweat it, online or shopping mall. She's a good girl, diamond in a rough. Tell her often, but compliments really ain't enough. Not materialistic, but like to buy stuff. A little lingerie, maybe some handcuffs. She wanna make love, but no, I like it bad. An hour later, she wonder how do I make it last. Tell you my life's splendid. Black, rich forever. A good girl to spend
we
it.
We living.
They say marriage a life sentence, so keep the paperwork. Judge, ring, and witness. Every Saturday, get your hair and your nails done. Rap City, every day that the mail come. Don't try and holler, don't get your bell rung. When you're stupid and cupid, can't even spell dumb. Is it really love, or am I head sprung? Is she really that perfect, or am I on one?
Am I on one?
Forget it, roll with the flow. Don't argue with Mother Nature, never know what she knows.
What she knows.
New heels, new clothes. Italian purses, make up a wardrobe. Red carpet, pictures from the war show. Got me tearing up, blame it on a sore nose.
Okay,
I'm just playing, but I'm playing. Good company, girl, make me want to spend a day in. Cuddle up and lay in, poolside lay out. Even when it's gloomy, shorty smile, bring the rays out. Not a day goes by.